Welcome to Exceeding Joy for Today. I'm Sue Waters, and it's my pleasure to be with you over the next half hour. Exceeding Joy for Today brings the truth of God's Word to help you walk in a closer relationship with God. We want you to enjoy His peace and joy every day of your life. Tonight, our topic is honor. Well, we know that we should honor God, and we should honor all people. Who doesn't like to be honored? We all like to be honored. Sometimes when we're honored publicly, it can be a little bit embarrassing and uncomfortable, but deep down inside, everyone wants to be honored. Well, honor is something we can sow. As we sow, so shall we reap. So if you want to reap honor, it's a good thing to sow honor. I think honor starts by honoring God. When we honor God, we sort of see through His perspective, and we begin to honor everyone else. I remember one time someone falsely accusing me and being very angry and really kind of taking a strip off me. And I yelled back at the person. And when the conversation was over, I felt very justified because I was really falsely accused. And yet God spoke to me and said, I want you to treat everyone like my best friend. And I realized so often we justify what we do. Someone dishonors us and we feel justified in dishonoring them. But we're called to honor everyone. And as we honor God and we honor people, it doesn't matter whether they honor us or not. We want to walk in God's ways. We want to be Christ-like and be in a continual mode of being conformed into the image of Christ. And as we do that, it means we honor, whether people honor us or not. If someone dishonors us, we can still walk in the love of Christ by honoring them. Their action of dishonor does not have to cause us to lower ourselves to the same standard. In fact, we can look at that person with the compassion of God and realize that obviously something isn't right in their life. There is some wounding or some trouble in their life that are causing them to walk in a place of dishonor. Can you think about people that dishonor you, if you begin to honor them, how that can actually impact their life? How much more if we all walked in honoring everyone? Can you imagine the impact that would have on the world? Quite impressive, I would imagine. In Proverbs 15, verse 33, it says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. We really must walk in humility if we are to honor. Honor is a choice, just like humility is a choice. We can look to God and honor God, because isn't God honorable? He deserves our honor and respect. And when we honor God, we become more like Him and flow with His Spirit and one with Him. And that's in the place when we can honor other people. Honor is a choice that the world doesn't really understand. If we can begin to impart honor to people, we can have an impact on the world that is so tremendous. I remember a time in my life where I had a revelation that it was when my son was learning to drive, and I corrected him. I said, this is what you need to do. And he told me, well, you're not training me or teaching me how to drive. And I said, well, who is? And he says, I'm teaching myself. And I said, pull over. And because I thought with that attitude, you're not driving my car. But I got a revelation that My son got that generationally from me, and I had this revelation that that's how I was with my parents. I used to walk in a lot of dishonor and disrespect. And I went home that day, and I called my father, and I told him what happened, and I said, Dad, I'm sorry that I realized that Jeff got that from me. I realized that's how I was with you, and I'm sorry. And my dad laughed, but I said, no, Dad, I'm really sorry. And then there was silence. What I was doing is righting a wrong. But I was acknowledging that I had been dishonorable to him. And in making that right, in one respect, I was showing him honor. And there was silence. And I believe that that had a huge impact in his life, because it was giving honor where honor is due. And in Romans 13, verse 7, that's exactly what it says. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And I believe that God wants us to walk in honor toward all people. That's the heart of God. In fact, did God not show that to us? Of course he did. While we were yet sinners, he chose to send Jesus to die for us. That's honor. While we were against him, he honored us by laying down his life for us. What a remarkable thing. What a remarkable God we serve, a God of honor. And so with that, we want to honor God. And one of the ways that we honor God is by honoring one another. We're going to go to a song by New Life Worship called Fairest Lord Jesus. As you're listening to the words of the song, think about perhaps people in your life that you have dishonored. And as you think about that, maybe jot down their names. And you may or may not want to go to them. For sure, you want to repent to God for having walked in dishonor, and you can pray for God to heal them. And if God speaks to you to contact those people, that's a good thing, because it can actually impact the relationship. And then I also want you to think about ways that you can honor people in your life. And we'll talk more about that after this song.
Lord Jesus, rule.
Welcome back to Exceeding Joy for Today. I'm Sue Waters, and our topic tonight is honor. I'd like to read a scripture from Exodus 20, verse 12, that says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Now, I believe, even though that scripture is talking about honoring your parents, I believe that God wants us to walk a walk of honor, to honor all people everywhere. And think about ways you can honor people. You can honor, you could start perhaps with your parents, ways you could honor them. Sometimes people haven't had very good parents, but there's you can still choose to walk in honor, respecting them for giving you life. There's always something that you can usually find about someone. Then maybe it's a sibling, and then friends and extended family and people you work with. I remember one time working in a place where there was a customer that was grumpy and complained, and I very quickly had a bad attitude when this customer would come in. And God convicted me. And I realized when he showed me that I was walking in the same way of dishonor that she was. And so I determined in my heart, I repented to God, and I determined in my heart that I was going to walk in honor. And the next time she came in, I blessed her. I was upbeat like I usually am, and I was very cheerful and kind. And she changed. And she changed because I changed. I set the atmosphere. I followed her. Prior to that, I allowed her to set the atmosphere. But I decided I was going to be an atmosphere changer. And I changed the atmosphere into honor. And she was a wonderful person. Then I had to wonder what was going on in her life that made her quite miserable. And so you will know that when you find people that walk in ways of dishonor, that why is it? There's probably something going on in their life. And if they dishonor you and you dishonor them, you're just adding to the problem. But if they dishonor you and you honor them back, you can actually impact their life. You can make their life better. We never know how much our words and actions can change someone's life. Very powerful. And I believe that God wants us to impart his love and honor and respect to people regardless of how they treat us. That's so important. We can choose to be people of honor. Make a list. Find out ways that from God, if you don't know how to do it yourself, figure out, ask God for help. Lord, here's the people, a list of people in my life. How can I honor them? What would be a blessing? When you bless someone, you honor them. You can actually honor someone walking down the street by smiling at them, by saying, "Hello, have a nice day." You never know how you impact a life with your words, but God knows, and God can touch someone at the core of their being when you bless them. We want to be instruments of God to impart honor and blessing to others. And when you sow honor and blessing into the lives of others, you will reap a harvest of honor and blessing. You set yourself up to be honored and blessed. But so it is true that the reverse, that if you dishonor people, you are sowing dishonor and you will reap a harvest of dishonor. So maybe that's where you're at right now. Maybe you have people in your life that have dishonored you and you have dishonored them back. Turn that around. Today is a fresh new day. This moment, you can make that decision to walk in honor. Watch the change in people's lives as you begin to honor them. It's a powerful tool that God is calling us to pick up and use. You never know who will come to the Lord because you have chosen to walk in honor when someone has dishonored you. See, when someone dishonors us, we take it personally, and we can actually walk in idolatry because we can take that to heart, and then we get angry because of how they've treated us. How dare they? Who do they think they are? But we can walk in the truth that we are God's precious child, precious sons and daughters. And if we get a hold of the truth of who God says we are, it doesn't matter if someone dishonors us, because then we know who we are. We know that their opinion does not change the truth of what God says about us. And that's a powerful truth that will help us walk in the ways of honor. Humility. Humility positions us to walk in honor. Humility is saying, I don't have to exalt myself. I don't have to prove to you that I'm just as good or better. We're all the same in God's eyes. We're all what I call diamonds. Precious, uniquely made, wonderfully made by our Creator God, and purchased, redeemed by the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We all have the same value, and God loves each one of us. And as we impart that love and honor to others, we will impact their lives and help them walk in a greater revelation of the love of God. How powerful. Will you join me tonight in choosing to walk the walk of honor? I'd like to pray for you. Father, we stand together in your presence right now, and we thank you that we have free will, that we can choose to walk in honor. Right now, we forgive those who have dishonored us, and Father, we want to walk in compassion towards them. I ask that you would heal the hearts of your people from the wounding, from any dishonor that people have put upon them. And I pray that we would all choose to respond in honor, no matter what someone says or does to us. It doesn't mean that we have to be a doormat, but it means that we don't have to lower ourselves to the standard of dishonor. We will hold up the standard of honor because that is what you walk in, Lord God. And so we choose to come in line with you and your ways. We choose to walk the walk of honor. And I thank you, Father, that as we do this, we are sowing seeds that we will reap a great harvest. Thank you for that, Father. Bless each one. And I thank you that your Holy Spirit is with us to remind us and cause us to be quick to walk in the ways of honor, speaking words of honor, respect, and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to encourage you to go on to my website at www.exceedingjoy.com. On the website, there are several email offerings that will help you walk in closer intimacy with God. And it's when we're walking in that closeness with God that honor is easier. Everything that God has called us to do is easier the more intimate we are with God. Perhaps tonight you are listening to this for the first time, this words of intimacy with God, and maybe that's a foreign concept to you. But intimacy with God is really a heart-to-heart exchange with our God. It's a two-way relationship. Jesus hated the religion of the Pharisees. He was all about relationship. And God is not into religion today any more than he was when Jesus walked the earth. He's into relationship. He wants an intimate relationship with you. So if you're listening And this is a foreign concept that you didn't know, that Jesus paid the price so that you could have intimacy with God, that two-way relationship. All it is simply acknowledging that you need Jesus to come into your life as your Savior to make a way for you to be right with God so that you can walk in that intimate relationship. Invite Him into your life, into your heart, and begin the journey of that intimacy with God. It's an exciting journey that you will never regret. Great things are happening when you enter into that, what we call a born-again experience. And it starts with inviting Jesus into your heart. It's the place where He rules and reigns and leads you into the fullness of His blessings. That's what He has for you, and it's a wonderful journey. I encourage you, if you've not made Jesus Lord of your life, that tonight is your night. Don't put it off any longer. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior and begin that wonderful, exciting journey. There's nothing greater than intimacy with God. Well, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Make sure that you listen in Thursday night on our Exceeding Joy call-in talk show from 9 to 10. It will be a blessing to you. And check out my website again at www.exceedingjoy.com. Don't hesitate to email me. I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps you have a prayer request. Maybe you'd like to make a comment or a suggestion for another topic you'd like to hear on one of our shows. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to stand with you and believe for you for the things that you're believing for. And my email address is swaters@rogers.com. God's richest blessings on you as you enter in to a greater intimacy with God.
Our Father, who art in heaven.